Auckland Grey Power is pleased to sponsor this edition of Senior Focus.
Welcome everyone. I'm Anne-Marie Curry. I'm your presenter today for Senior Focus. And we've been talking quite a bit about gratitude so far this year. And this month, there is a focus coming from the community sector about community building in terms of reaching out to people, loving your neighbours, being more receptive to creating a more positive environment within your community. And so loving your community might be picking up rubbish, it might be noticing illegal dumping and reporting it to the council, it might be talking to your neighbours about noise issues that are happening with a lot of summer parties that are going on a bit late and a bit long and a bit loud in the evenings. Or it might be getting people together for a barbecue over Neighbours Day next month. So there's all kinds of things going on. But the Neighbourly site online, which people can sign up to, they've actually had an exercise of creating rewards for people who are good neighbours and who really extend themselves. I've noticed that quite a lot of pets have gone missing over the summer, and it's very heartwarming to hear people just going out and searching in parks. They don't know the people or the particular animal. They've got a photo and they know the name of the animal, but they go out and try to help look for this missing creature, and knowing that that's a family member that somebody really cares deeply about and is very worried about. So that's just an example of some of the things that are going on. So today I'm going to be focused on this, and I've over the week just noted what's been happening on Facebook and social media. There's been a lot of outpouring about concerns about the future of the RNZ concert program. And for those of you who haven't caught up with this, there was a paper went to Cabinet and they voted to develop a business case to look at a combined broadcasting entity for the future for New Zealand. And this would bring Radio New Zealand into the folds of a larger organisation, including television. Now, how that would work, what would happen to frequencies, what frequencies would be sold off, is all, of course, part of this business case, which is not open to the public to look at this point. So it's in a draft form, and Cabinet's given the go-ahead for exploration and development. So we'll have to wait and see what the actual outcome is. In the meantime, the suggestion that the concert program might disappear, I'm not quite sure how that came about actually, but that was stirring people up intensely. So people like Sam Neill actually posted how he uses RNZ as a de-stressor. He uses the concert program, switches on when he gets a bit worried about something, or he's agitated, or he's needing to chill out. And it's an instant, if you like, rest pause and a way of switching off from the stress. And it's free, effectively. It's paid for out of taxes. It's a lot cheaper for society than self-medicating, which a lot of people do with alcohol and then have alcohol-related harm issues afterwards that impact on other people in the community. And it's better than expensive medication. If you can cure your blues by listening to some other blues or related music that harmonises with you, then why not? It makes sense. But there's a definite lack of understanding in the amongst the policy makers and decision makers of the impact radio has on seniors, and how vital it is for seniors' well-being, and how much it's a friend and a companion, whether it's because you have a two-parts two parts to the sleep agenda, and in the middle you listen to the radio in the middle of the night, whether it's your past experiences of using the radio as a companion. I know many people did that in the 40s and the 50s. I remember my mother listening to Portia Faces Life, and I can myself remember Aunt Daisy on the radio, and the Goon Show, which we used to hear on a Sunday. So for a lot of seniors, whether they are in their 50s, 60s, or even 90s, they will have their own experiences of having used radio as a friend, as a companion, as a part of their way of life, of tuning in and perhaps understanding or feeling part of society. So with the ageing process, many people are not able to get out, or they're caregiving for partners, which is a very full-time task. And the radio becomes very important, not only just as a source of information, but as a way of thinking, oh, there are other people like me out there who are experiencing the same sorts of things, or as a way of remembering. You know, the music generates huge memory in people, brings back many occasions and events where the music was terribly important. And so it's also important for people for whom New Zealand is not their home, but they've made it their home. And the range of music on RNZ Concert is just phenomenal. There's everything. I mean, we have in New Zealand the only two gamelan orchestras outside of Indonesia. And you won't hear that music on any other station, but you will hear it on RNZ Concert. Many people will find that there are instruments that take them back to their childhood, instruments that are traditional in various countries, and they'll hear them on RNZ Concert. They won't hear them anywhere else. So I do think this part of social inclusion, as part of representing all the cultures in our mix, as part of recognising the needs of seniors, I think RNZ Concert is an incredibly valuable service. And what form it will take in the new structure and how it will be delivering its programs and so on is still yet to be considered. But the strength of the response from the senior community has been quite heartwarming. And when people like Helen Clark get active on social media about such topics, you can be sure that the Prime Minister is going to announce something, in which she did on the same day. So we know that it's not so much at risk as we thought, but it's also really raising a lot of questions about what things are part of wellbeing, what things need to be funded to ensure well-being, what things are contributing to the quality of life for all New Zealanders, and particularly for those who don't, who can't access a lot of digital media, or who can't get out physically to attend concerts and so on. So watch the space. Now, on the subject of radio, Planet FM is offering a great deal to our senior audience. There are many seniors that have specific language needs that are catered for on Planet FM, and there is the Art Deco program. And, of course, Senior Focus itself has been going for 4 years, and we reach an audience 50-plus, but our oldest listeners are in their 90s. And I'm looking forward to catching up again with one of our listeners who's going to have a 99th birthday in a few months. And we're going to have him into the studio for that celebration, just as a reminder that many of our listeners are very important to us, and they're part of our ethos when we're planning and when we're considering who is listening and what they want. Those of you who want to listen to past programs can go to the library and ask the librarian to get them onto planetaudio.org.nz, which is the website for Planet FM. So that's www.planetaudio.org.nz. And our senior focus program comes under the support heading. So there's various categories, and support is one, and we are straight under that heading. So, for example, the program on the 19th of January on gratitude is there at the moment. And there are earlier programs from years back, some that have been selected because they've covered a range of topics that we've been interested in. So going back to community building as part of seniors' wellness, I mean, yes, radio builds community, as I've outlined, but we have a number of groups, seniors groups in our communities that are offering seniors opportunities to be creative, to participate, to be out on doing their music or their dance or their stage productions. And one of those groups is Marvelous Players. So Marvelous Players is really made up of retired people, and they focus their talents and skills into the acting and stage productions that they select. They enjoy exploring different characters and different roles. I know some of these people well, and I enjoy their productions. So they have a message about an upcoming production. The Marvelous Players are bringing to life one of Catherine Mansfield's most acclaimed short stories, The Doll's House, which I remember studying in my first degree many, many years ago. Now, the players honour Mansfield's perception of class distinction in colonial New Zealand as her characters leap into being with stories of humour and pathos in the telling of this tale. So I think that you will respond to this very, very well if you get to see it. And I'm told that bookings are available. Either you can do door sales, and they're $10 for adults, and children under 13 are $5. Presumably over 13, they're adults. Bookings are at itech.co.nz, and the production is on the 28th and the 29th of February, 7 p.m. at the Garnet Station Tiny Theatre, which is 85 Garnet Road, Westmere. And also on the 6th and the 7th of March at 7:30 at Pitt Street Theatre, 78 Pitt Street in the CBD. I obviously would suggest that if you are worried and just going to the door sales option, that maybe the March with a slightly larger space would be the better option. So 6th and 7th of March is the Pitt Street Theatre, but the 28th and the 29th of February is the Garnet Station, that's Westmere, and that's quite tiny. That's at 7 o'clock and the other one's 7:30. So $10, and take some friends, invite some of your neighbours. Perhaps people who haven't even been to the theatre before. It could be very exciting to have that conversation afterwards. So our month of February is not just about Waitangi Day and Valentine's Day. The love going into our communities is via so many people in our community organisations that are volunteering. And one of the most challenging missions is to encourage awareness and behaviour change about what's going to our landfills. At the moment, we have a very serious problem in New Zealand. Our landfills are filling up too rapidly. Some of our past ones are leaching, and under storms and flooding and so on, they become exposed, and that becomes a danger. But we've got climate change, and we've got to find other ways of disposing of rubbish. We can no longer send our plastic to China. We're not getting plastic bags at the supermarket, but that doesn't take account of the fact that there's stockpiles of plastic bags in people's houses still. And there's a lot of rubbish that is food rubbish that's wasted. Now, I know that Auckland Council has got an organic food rubbish collection piloted, and it started in two areas across Auckland, and it's apparently working well. People who live in those areas reporting that it's easy and efficient to use, and it has cut down a lot of what they would put in the red bin that would ordinarily go to the landfill. However, there's still more needed to be done, and one of the challenges is for the areas in our city that have a lot of visitors over summer. Now, Waiheke Island is one of those places. The population's quite small normally, but it swells by many thousands over the summer, and people take their picnic food and so on, or they buy takeaway food, and the rubbish that results from all of this gets dumped into bins that overflow, and they're finding that their landfill is about to reach closure. They're not really going to be able to take much more into that landfill. So they're having to do something quite drastic. They've actually decided to remove all the rubbish bins completely, and that's going to force people to deal with their rubbish, otherwise they'll be fined for dumping. So that any rubbish that they create while they're over there, if they're visitors, they'll have to take it back home with them. And it seems fairly harsh, but it's brave and it's sensible and it's practical. So it'll be interesting to see how it works in practice and whether it really does encourage people to think differently. Meanwhile, locally, there are composting schemes. There are opportunities to learn how to do composting, free workshops, and some local community gardens actually have a compost where people can bring their waste from home. Because at the moment, you might be only one person living on your own. It's not really economic to get in the car and take your rubbish to one of the official recycling green bins. On the other hand, if you can walk up the road to a local garden and the compost is on site and you can just empty the container. I know I keep a small container on my bench, and I would, it was eggshells, peelings, few tops and tails of vegetables and so on, and I can fill that in a week, but I can actually take it to the community garden on my way to somewhere else and just drop it off. They're quite happy to receive it, and it's fairly effortless. It's not creating any more carbon footprint for me because I'm going out anyway. I'm just doing it on my way. It just takes a slight planning because it's not open every day of the week. But I can manage it. And that was the idea behind this, that there are lots of seniors who were having difficulty because they didn't want to run a full compost bin themselves. They didn't want to turn the compost. They didn't have the strength in their upper arms. Or they were in a rented place where it wasn't suitable. The landlord didn't want them to have a compost. So lots and lots of reasons. So I think that what we're going to see is more of this happening until we get the complete transfer over to the green waste system that the council is bringing in. If you have any interest in this, I would suggest that there is an environmental navigator. She's a person who works with the communities. Her organisation's Pacific Vision Aotearoa, and her cell phone is 021-905-961. So you are able to call Therese Mangos, the environmental navigator, or text her and say you'd like to find out where your nearest compost workshop is and when it's happening, or you'd like to know where the nearest composting garden site is to your place. So you could do that by text very easily, or you could go into the library and establish a way of making contact with her through the Pacific Vision's Aotearoa website. there's more happening in your neighbourhood than you probably realise. And so that's partly the value of this program, that we can bring information to you so you know more about what's going on. It's time for a music break, and I've selected from an old album of Cat Stevens, who Catch a Bullet Fire, which will be known to people who grew up in the 50s and 60s, because it became a very popular album. And the particular track I've chosen is Silent Sunlight, and so let's listen to it now. Welcome back. We're talking about building community, and local boards have a grant round available so that people can get involved in Neighbours Day and actually fund the costs of a barbecue or a snack food, the costs of getting together and having something where everyone's on a common footing. So people can bring their own, of course, but it's very nice to have some basic snacks available for such a thing. So if you want to apply to your local board, I suggest you, again, get on the council website and look at grants and look at what your local board's offering. And neighbourhood support are helping in our central areas with those board applications, so they would be able to help you too. Now, I'm doing some reading at the moment, and what I'm reading is The Awakened Woman, which is a guide for remembering and igniting your sacred dreams by Dr. Tererai Trent, who's an amazing woman that Oprah Winfrey has supported, and she supported her education initiatives, her big development in Africa, a wonderful school for girls. It's a fabulous book, and I'm going to talk about it in future programs, particularly in the lead up to International Women's Day on the 8th of March. So keep listening and keep tuning in. And at the moment, there's in the March is a very busy month because we also have the anniversary of the Christchurch shooting, and that will be a time for people to focus on peace and focus on the goodwill and compassion in New Zealand society. So again, there'll be lots of opportunities for people to come together. So our programs will very much reflect the thinking around these events and the people involved. And International Women's Day will be celebrated. There will be lots of events, but there is one in Newlyn on the afternoon of the 8th from 1 o'clock till 4. Sorry, it's in Kelston, not Newlyn, at the Kelston Community Centre. So to finish off, I'd like to share with you an album of Crowded House, and the number is People Are Like Suns, S-U-N-S. So on that note, farewell, and we'll see you next time and hear from you, hopefully. If you want to contact us, you know how to do that. But there's also information on the website. Bye for now.
People are like suns. People are like
together with Senior Focus next Sunday at 5:25 p.m. on Planet FM 104.6 or listen online at any time at planetaudio.org.nz/Senior Focus. And do note, Senior Focus is one word.